You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Love the way the conversation is going. That's why we value all of you so very much. Browns Nation, glad you're in touch. Michael Regei, Matt Wilhelm, Nathan Zagura will be joining us coming up shortly. Cleveland Browns Daily, we're always driven by Liberty Ford. And, of course, we laid out our Ohio business machine hot topics of the day. One of them, Joshua Cribbs yesterday professed his desire, if he were to get into the end zone via punt return to kickoff return, to coming and taking a big leap and seeing all of you in the dog pound. How would you receive or maybe reject Joshua Cribbs if that were to happen? Having some fun with that thought as we include that in our Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics of the Day. I want to tell you about all of our good friends, too, at Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to all of you Browns fans, their loyalty for the team is absolutely unconditional. They know no other way. So make your number one pick, the preferred document services provider of the Cleveland Browns. That's OBM. OBM with their exclusive guarantees, designation as the only Sharp Platinum Level service provider in town. They've made you an unconditional fan. All of us have been made as such. Produce and OBM is part of their middle name. Make sure you check them out when you're putting together your Sharp Products Playbook for your business. Give them a shout, 216-485-2000, or visit ohiobusinessmachines.com. You guys were and have been terrific. Matthew, let's keep it up.
Keep it rolling.
Oh, we've got so much to say as the Browns get set for the 8-4 Indianapolis Colts atop the AFC South. Let's stay right here around the big league city of Cleveland. Here's our man Stan from Brooklyn. What's happening, Stanley?
Oh, thanks very much for taking my call.
Pleasure,
I really
sir.
Appreciate it. You know, yesterday I missed your show. I went Christmas shopping and I went down to see some of my friends down to West Side Market.
Very nice.
Take my own little pole down there.
Why don't you take Matt and I with you next time you go?
Oh my God, we'll go hang out with you.
Look,
I tell you what, I know all the stands. Which one? You got to go for, for produce, you got to go to Calabrese.
There you go.
DeCaro.
Yeah.
Or Greg. They're right there, you know. And then
you're
you got
a Cleveland
the,
you veteran got, at the market.
You got the honey man from Oberlin that raises his own honey down there, you know. Honest to God, it's I just love living in this area. I really do. And I'm hoping for peace. You know, we need a lot of
absolutely
peace.
Beautiful thing. What do you have for us on your favorite
anyways,
football team,
you know,
Stan?
I've been going down there since 1954, as Matt and everybody knows. I'm still sitting in the dog pound. And, you know, when you make that remark about Josh Cribbs, okay, you know, he's going to have to get the touchdown. First of all, the surface is different in Indianapolis than it is here. I think we're the only one left in the NFL with an all-natural grass surface. Is that correct?
I do not believe so.
Trying to think.
Kansas City Chiefs.
There's not too many left.
No, there's not.
You're right,
I'd say probably less than 10.
Kansas City, Oakland still has.
San Diego.
There's about four or five.
A friend of mine has a patent on field turf. Okay, part of it.
Okay, but well, then he's liking
anyways, that. Anyways, I can recall when Chad Johnson.
Yeah.
Predicted he would go in there.
That's right.
And that whole situation was pre-orchestrated.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And I know that for a fact, because mm-hmm. I know my fact. I'm only wrong about 2% of the time.
Because you're a 98%er and you're down there every Sunday. You're
amongst
them.
Yeah, I'm there. I, you know what? I think the one thing I'd like to hear, maybe somebody already asked between yesterday and today,
yeah.
How on the natural surface can you contain Luck? How do you contain him? I'll hang up and listen.
All right, Stan, great to hear from you, man. Matt, how big of a difference will it be in the controlled environment that they play in, you know, inside Lucas Oil as opposed to coming out? Will there be innate issues for the Indy offense because of that?
There will be some. Of course there are. And I think without studying Andrew Luck and knowing the statistics of indoor versus outdoor, right off the top of my head, to make an assumption of another top-end quarterback who struggles or as a team struggle outside. You look at the New Orleans Saints. They're a team that are very, very good and essentially almost year after year with a one or two losses, maybe at home. Sometimes they run the table at home, but then struggle significantly.
Different squad.
Not only on the road, but also on a natural surface.
And in colder weather.
Exactly. So this is something where, teams that do play inside use that to their advantage. And that's why I think for us, you look at, the Atlanta football game and how excited were we to see Gordon come back and Crowell put his foot in the ground on that field turf, inside the dome without, any natural surface or any type of weather in that case. So it is going to be exciting to see, the Cleveland Browns back at home more so than anything for me. And also, too, but Andrew Luck, being a West Coast guy, being a Texas guy, plays a significant portion of his games in good weather, Jacksonville, Tennessee, Houston, which can be indoor as well, but on a natural surface. But then, there's a huge home, I would say home court, home field advantage like there was for Peyton for so long at the RCA Dome, and now it exists for Andrew Luck in Indianapolis.
Let's swing into Lakewood on Cleveland Browns Daily as we say hi to our man Keith. What's going on, Keith?
Hi, guys. Listen to your show every day, first-time caller to this show.
Awesome, man. Thanks
Glad
for calling.
Glad you have, Keith.
Yeah, but I listen every day.
Thank you.
I'm a huge Josh Cribbs fan. I think the Browns made a huge mistake by not re-signing him because our special teams is atrocious. I mean, we haven't had a good punt returner in all this year, and I think that the Browns made a major mistake by that. And I think that if he does score a touchdown, it's probably going to be 50-50. I think some fans will cheer him, some fans won't. And how about this? If you're going to use Johnny in the package, how about using him in the Wildcat package?
Mm-hmm. There have been variations of that. Keith, excellent stuff. Always enjoy hearing from Keith. And Mike Pettine said it yesterday, and I tweeted it out before we came up here in the show. Pettine said, as we looked at our roster, and I thought this was very revealing, Matt, with regard to Josh Cribbs, I'm quoting him, "We didn't see room for a specialist," end quote.
That
tells you they don't see him as a receiver. They don't see him as a running back. He's strictly a kick returner. They don't feel that there's room on their roster for that.
That's completely true. And that's when the caller was referencing Josh Cribbs in that nature, I just thought, who are you going to cut? Are you going to cut? You can't cut Gabriel. You're not going to cut Benjamin. You're not going to cut Hawkins. You're not going to cut Gordon. We are the deepest at wide receiver, I believe. And even again, this is barring even Miles Austin, being put on injured reserve. We're still very deep at wide receiver. So he's not going to have any role in our offense. He's going to take a roster spot. And this is a team that has had to dig extremely deep into the 53-man roster to put a team on the field each and every week. Yeah. From the D-line to the linebackers to the DBs. We have – are the number 8 overall pick not playing, but on the active 53 as well. So to take up another roster spot for potentially 5 reps, maybe 9 reps in a football game is very tough to validate.
As much, and I might remind all of you Browns fans, I would not feel too bad about your part in this because, as all of you know, that 5 years ago, you Browns Nation, Browns fans, you got Joshua Cribbs paid and paid handsomely when he was up here and Mike Holmgren's regime came in and Mike Holmgren bestowed upon him a very handsome multi-year deal. And I believe it, the Browns fans, Matt, you were still finishing up.
Yes.
Browns fans absolutely just in tremendous outcry about got to keep Cribbs here.
Yeah.
And the Browns signed him to a new 4-year deal.
And I believe that, some of that is because Josh, a lot like Joe Hayden now, has truly embraced, you know, Ohio, Northeast Ohio, the Cleveland, and loved being a Brown. And also, too, just like Joe Hayden now, has done a lot of volunteer work off the field with foundation and is ingrained in the society here of Cleveland, which makes it very difficult because you not only know him as the player, but now you know him as the man, and you embrace him.
And it's an absolutely very intuitive and very intelligent and extremely smart way to go if you're a Joe Hayden or Joshua Cribbs, because I firmly believe that there was so much of Josh Cribbs and the fan base wanting him to be here for what he meant to the city and the organization that it was a large part.
Yes, it was.
In him getting that kind of deal. Let's get one more in here before the break. Let's go down to the state of Texas. Here's Issa. Welcome, Issa, to Cleveland Browns Daily. How you doing, man?
Good. Thanks, you guys, for having me on.
Our pleasure.
Okay, so birthday present, Christmas present, my wife bought me and my daughter a ticket. We're flying out to Cleveland this weekend to watch the Colts game.
Congratulations. That'll be awesome.
Thank you. We're going to be sitting in the dog's house, so it's going to be awesome. And this is my first game there. You know, I've never actually been there in person like that, so we're really excited. And in regards to Josh Cribbs, I think what we're going to do is I'm going to bring like a scarf or something, a brown scarf. So if he happens to jump in there when me and my daughter are there, we'll just wrap it around him real quick. So when he comes back down, he's representing the Browns. Brian, me and daughter, we're hardcore Brian fans. I mean, we really wanted Hoyer back in there. And I know, you know, my comment's probably going to make a lot of people upset, but we did want Hoyer back in there, and we're really happy to have him back in there. I think the leash should not be that short. He's came back on some games, and you got to give him, just like any other quarterback, you got to give him a chance to redeem themselves if they happen to make a couple of mistakes. In regards to Johnny Manziel coming in there, you know, if Hoyer and Manziel are both team players and they truly want to see the Browns win, then they will work with each other. If the coach tells Johnny go in the end zone or in the red zone, Hoyer has to high-five him and tell him, you know what, go do your thing. As long as they work together, and I think the crowd sees that, I think that would just spark up the Browns, just overall everyone, you know?
We'll see if that comes into play. Issa, happy birthday. Safe travels to Cleveland, and enjoy the dog pound. How about that?
That's great.
Getting birthday tickets in the
pound.
Very
cool.
To see the Browns in December. Nothing like that, to be sure. All right, when we get back, we're going to continue on with all of you on Twitter, at Nathan Zagura, at Browns_Daily, at MattWilhelm57, at Michael Regai. All kinds of ways you could do it. Coming up at 2 o'clock, we've got our Blue Point and Hospitality Restaurants Roundtable. Doug Deacon will join us there. We're going to hear from Brian Hoyer or Johnny Manziel. We've got Fact or Fiction. We are loaded, and absolutely thrilled that you're a part of it as we take you up to 3 o'clock this afternoon. Cleveland Browns Daily, continuing to roll on strong. We're driven by Liberty Ford. Don't go away.